For millions of Americans, being convicted of a crime means they can no longer vote. Getting back that right in many states is straightforward. You serve your time, do probation, and have your voting rights restored. But in Alabama, those with felony convictions face a sometimes confusing and arbitrary process. From member station WBHM, Gigi Duban reports.
The 80s and 90s were wild and dangerous times for Martha Shearer. Not only did she do crack cocaine, she sold it. One day, she was waiting for a shipment.
And I was at my mom's house, and I received a call, told me my package was at my house. I went home, and when I went in and got the package, I was on my way back out the door, and the feds were coming in.
She was sentenced to 5 years in prison. She was a few months pregnant with her second son. When she got out of prison, she applied to have her voting rights restored. The County Board of Registrars approved it. Here's what's odd.
My brother has a similar crime that he did multiple years later, but he was denied the right to vote when he came home.
Denied, even though both had felony drug convictions. Both applied to have voting rights restored in the same county. That's because her brother's slightly different charge was considered a crime of moral turpitude. Say what?
It's defined by the Alabama Supreme Court as being something that is a wrong in and of itself.
That's Edward Still, a civil rights attorney in Birmingham.
And I always joked for a long time that if it was in the Ten Commandments, it was probably a crime of moral turpitude.
If only it were that simple. Public drunkenness, speeding, attempted burglary, none of these is a crime of moral turpitude, at least according to past court rulings. But burglary is.
See, that's the problem with crimes of moral turpitude, is there's no definitive list of what's a crime of moral turpitude.
In each of Alabama's 67 counties, you might get 67 different answers, even if two people committed the same crime. It's extremely subjective. 15% of African-American adults cannot vote here, according to a study by the Sentencing Project. When it comes to restoring voting rights, Alabama is just one of a handful of states that even considers moral turpitude. Tomas Lopez is an attorney with the Brennan Center's Democracy Program.
Alabama ends up having one of the most confusing, complicated, and harsh laws because of this really ambiguous definition of moral turpitude.
A committee of lawmakers, former felons, and activists is working to change that. It will come up with clear guidelines on moral turpitude and draft legislation this session. Shearer, for one, says it can't come soon enough. When she first got her voting rights restored, Barack Obama was running for president. Shearer wanted to be a part of the process.
It was very important to me to be able, because everybody knows that's history.
She voted then and in every election since, from presidential to city council races. And she encourages other ex-felons to at least apply for the right to vote.
It's like a roll of the dice, you know. You might get lucky and you might not get lucky.
A new law, proponents say, will make the process more about rules and less about luck. For NPR News, I'm Gigi Duban in Birmingham.